Blog Talk Radio.
We are on air, and it's the recap of the weekend. Of last weekend. I wonder what everybody did this last weekend. But honey, I was in Buffalo, New York. It was like six balls all around the world. And Jack was here, this one was there, that one was there. So I said, let me go to Buffalo and see what the fuck is going on down there, because I heard that they was having, you know, a ball down there, and Jay Blonick was, you know, giving a ball down there or whatever. So I said, well, let me go down there and see what's going on with that. So, I'm gagging that Buffalo got a crowd of its own, bitch. I didn't know nobody. I knew 2% bit of the Belgium, and it had to be about 150 to 200 people in the Belgium. But I didn't know a motherfucking soul. I guess they knew me though, but I did not know them. But they was clapping and they was happy. And they had all kind of new houses and weird houses I never heard of. And the only house that stood out to me was the House of Monroe. Now Monroe is a house from Canada, bitch. Canada. So now we already took it, you know, overseas and everywhere else. You have Kopi in Japan. Or went to London. They got balls over there. Now it's in Canada. You know, Canada is still a part of the America, but it's its own country. And now they have balls over there. The House of Monroe. And mind you, they have a ball, a mini ball, catch. It says, I got the flyer for it, bitch, in Canada, in Toronto, bitch. The Almighty Ball, Saturday, November 28th, 2009, in Canada. And the DJ down there is called, I think his name is Black Fat Black Cat, because he the one played the music for the Dallas Ball. So he is known, but I'm gagging that the balls are in Canada now. And if it wasn't for Halloween, I would have made that one because it was on Halloween night. Yep. It's actually Wednesday. Yep. Saturday. No, I'm sorry. Not Saturday. I'm saying Saturday, November. Yeah, November 28th. Saturday, yeah. Is that the 28th? No. They got the date mixed up. But it's on Halloween night. That's what it is. They have the wrong date. But it's Halloween night, because I remember him telling me it was Halloween. So that's why I can't go, because, you know, there's a lot going on in Atlanta, Georgia. But this week is my birthday. My birthday is in 2 days. 2 days, Diagata. I'll be 41 years old. Wow. Days just fly past. I don't know where they go, but they just come. So if anybody can come out this Wednesday and celebrate my birthday at the clubhouse, I'm going crazy. At 7:08, it'll be real TNG slush. Out of 6 mini grams. And the mini grams is, I'm eating again. Y'all know I'm ghetto, excuse me. Vulgar open to all in one solid color. Then you have best dressed. It's a mini gram. Sneaker versus sneaker is a mini gram. Runway is a mini grand. I'm missing 2 slides in my face, though. And Face of the Night is a mini grand. And the Ultimate Sex Siren is a mini grand. And none of them is calling for anything but the runway. I mean, but the women. The runway is a European look. Face is sitting face with the over outfit. Vogue of the Night in one solid color. Best Dressed is just sitting done. Sneaker versus sneaker. One sneaker, please. Sneaker, not shoe. Sneaker. The Ultimate Sex Siren is open to whatever. So them is 6 mini grams that I have, basically. So just come out and support and have fun with me. And then Thursday, I'm having an all-black party. That means if you have an all-black, you get in free. If you don't, you pay a little fee. But an all-black party, you know, Thursday. So that should be Tangy Slush, period. And please excuse me some of the Revlons, because I was supposed to call y'all back about the $10,000 ball, and I was so tired today getting in from Buffalo. But I'll definitely call you back no later than tomorrow. That's why I was just so drained. I was asleep half of the day. So I apologize to the ones that I didn't call back. It was like 5. It was 2 Revlons and 3 other people. But I'm so sorry, and I'll definitely call y'all back tomorrow. Okay? Got it. Good. Well, bitch, why was I looking on the internet? Because I was always on the internet. And I was watching Wesley Snipes. And I knew he was in jail. But I just wanted to know when he get out and everything. And Why did I pull up that shit? It's the Kiki, bitch. I pulled it up. And the first thing it says Wesley Snipes. I think he gets out in, I know he had to do 3 years, and he went to jail, like, last year, so he probably got a year and a half or something like that. But, you know, he went to jail for tax evasion. But I was gagging because when I pulled it up, I said, like, celebrities in jail to see who would pop up. Bitch! I was gagging at the names that the girls was in jail for. Okay, first it was Wesley Snipes for tax evasion. He's gagging. Boy George. You know, I don't know if they're in jail now. This is just all things that happened this year, earlier this year, and I don't know what, you know, if they got out or whatever. Boy George in jail. He chained up a man prostitute, bitch, and was beating him and threatened to kill him. Boy George. First of all, Boy George is cunty as hell, bitch. I guess the masculinity was finally coming out of her to whoop this prostitute. Maybe the prostitute did not give him what he needed before he gave him his change, honey. I don't know. But who, I don't know, what the fuck is wrong with Boy George to think he could just chain a prostitute down, a man homo prostitute, and beat him and threaten to kill him. Go off, Boy George, as you were sentenced to whatever time you had to do in jail. That was a kiki. Now, let's move on. Because it was a few of them I had to just pull up because it was a kiki to me. O.J. Simpson. I did not know he had went to a hotel and was like, an armed robbery in a hotel. Like, what the fuck? First of all, OJ is really too old. They already said you didn't kill all of the fucking family and your wife and all of that, and now they let you out, and now you're going to go to jail for some kind of robbery, armed robbery. What is going on with the stars anyway? It's like, bitch, you a multimillionaire or some kind of way. Everybody know you in the whole world, and you still have time to do all of this fraudulent shit. That is a kiki to me. Like, bitch, whatever. It's like, oh my God, like, for real, bitch? Let me get up there. You don't have to worry about anything fraudulent at all, I promise you. Foxy Brown. Bitch, how's she going to be beating up her manicure, bitch? The man, she was going to get her nails or feet done or something and beat the bitch up, but she was on probation, so they politely took that hoe to jail. She thought it was choice to whoop that bitch ass, and I guess she said, no, bam, she's going to jail, honey. Remy Ma. Bitch, I didn't know. I think I heard about that, though, when she shot somebody in the stomach. I'm gagging at all these stars just goes to jail and they have nothing else to do but spend their money on probation or something. She shot a bitch in the stomach, and they tried to give her 25 years. I don't know if the bitch is still in jail. I don't know. You know, these are just articles that I'm just gagging at. Like, bitch, it's a fool. Yeah, so Remy Martin is in jail or was in jail or whatever, but it's a kiki. But that was too much to me, too. The Game, that's a rapper or whatever. So he threatened to kill a man with a gun, and they gave him 60 days in jail. I don't even know who he is. I was bringing him up like, who the fuck is he? And I didn't even know Paris Hilton. Back in June, she was drunk driving or something, and they gave that bitch 23 days. I know she was gagging for her 23 days because, you know, she is a very, very white woman, bitch. I know that lady had to be cringing like, girl, I got to do 25 days in here? That is a fool. Yeah. Gotta excuse me because somebody's actually hitting me up while I'm on the radio. So, excuse me. But, yeah, Paris Hilton in jail, that is like, a fool. I can't, like, that's one lady I really can't see in jail. That's like, oh no. And then Lindsay Lohan, drunk driving or whatever she was doing. I mean, she was in rehab and arrested in May and driving in influenced alcohol. Oh, like, really? Like, girl, what are y'all doing, honey? Oh my God. It's like, hello, do you know that you're fab? They would like to take you to jail just because of your name? That's like, hello. So that's a kiki too, Lohan, bitch. If they pull you to the side, then you know goddamn well they're gonna wanna arrest you because you're drunk driving and you're fab. When you're fab, they're gonna do that. Lil Wayne, same thing. Like, come on, Lil Wayne, you is the name alone is out there, okay? Name alone is dead, and he was arrested on gun possession charges. Why would you have all these gun possession charges and you are a fab individual? It's not that. I don't understand. Bitch, I just don't understand. Well, maybe some people can help me. And then if y'all know other people, please call in and let me know who else is in jail and who else is gagging or did time. Look at T.I., we already know T.I. is in there. We're Kid Rock, you know, he might be out by now. But these are all the, like, major stars and with a lot of other people that just goes to jail for whatever reason they want to go to jail for. And that is a kiki. That is definitely a kiki to me. For real. So I definitely wanted to bring this up because I was reading about it and laughing at some of the individuals that really be in jail. So yeah, I was just bringing that up. So let's go straight to New York City so we could see what the Heavy D woman over there, that's legendary, Kelly, mother, Mizrahi.
Hey there. Put your hands together for the bass, the real.
To the real.
Wait, hold on, wait. Legendary.
The legendary Kelly Mizrahi.
Alright, bitches, I am motherfucking back, honey. My voice is motherfucking back, and I am here on Monday night. How you doing, America? What's tea? Mother is in the building, honey. Yes, bitch, I am back. I got all the coal and the phlegm and all of that stuff about my chest, honey. The voice is back. I am here to start my motherfucking shit. Yes, honey. What's tea? Shit, what's your tea? You sound
Doctor,
I'm
really over you,
really
honey.
Enthused. What are you over me for, bitch?
Baby, because I just found out that you was in Buffalo this week. I could have drove up to Buffalo with my children.
That would have been cute. I thought you knew about it. I thought you was still saying
I did not know nothing about Buffalo. Me and my kids would have drove up there.
And then I told Shamel. I was like, Shamel, and I even told him, I said, well, bitch, call Kelly and them. Y'all might could come. You know, Miss Shamel. I was like, oh, child, it's too late. I was like, girl, it's only 5 hours, bitch.
I would have drove right up there, honey. I have nothing else to do. I would have drove up there, honey.
It was a kiki, bitch.
Yes, honey. But yes, honey, I've been here to tell the world. You know, I went out last week. I went out last week, last Thursday. Shamel found this new little bench spot. Well, not little. I'm not going to say little. But the place is really fabulous.
Yeah, I heard. And, I heard that, yeah, it's people was fighting for the name Clubhouse or something. So it's just so much going on. So just tell Shamel that if he's having the mini balls, make sure he speaks to Frankie Paradise about that name Clubhouse or something. There's a lot going on with that name. I don't know. To me about it and everything, like, I got some good mini balls. I'm in Atlanta, Georgia. How you doing? What are you doing, Kelly? Hello? Hello, hello, hello. Kelly, where you at? Well, I think we might have lost her. I don't know where she's at. I'm talking to Switchboard for a minute. Hold on. I don't know where Kelly has disappeared to. So, gotta excuse me. But yeah, we're definitely gonna have a topic. I don't know, I'll probably do it next week because a lot of people was asking me for all the rules and everything, and I was going to wait for the collections ball to pass to give the rules and basically everything over the, you know, airwaves of the 10,000 so everybody in the world could see what's going on with that. But I'll bring that up a little later. I'm not going to bring it up right now. So, because everybody would be like, when are you going to announce it? And I'm going to have a commercial for it and everything else, so. Get ready for the 10,000 because that's going to be a cute little thing, and it's not like the regular. You know, it's almost like something like a pageant, so it's really, really cute, and I wanted to see who's going to actually be the first ever winner to win $10,000, one vulgar, period. And it ain't no house shit, so there's no such thing as two winners that night. How you doing? So I want to see definitely who takes that home. Switchboard, where's Kelly? What happened to her? I don't know where she at. Maybe she had disconnected because, you know, when you really get hyper and loud and having fun, your phone usually just cut off or something, you know, major like that or something. So maybe her phone just politely disconnected in some kind of way. I don't know. She got about two or three of them, so she'll be in very, her voice will be coming in a second. I wanted to bring up negativity with ballrooms for a second. This is what I do not understand because I've been giving balls for for like 21 years, something like that. No, about 20 years, something like that. 19, 20 years, something like that. Been out for 22, so say 19, 20 years. And I'm the type, if every ball, you don't know if it's going to make money because every year goes on and it gets thicker and thicker, meaning more money comes out of your pocket because of everything that you have to basically pay for. Switchboard? Am I there, switchboard? Hello, switchboard? Am I here? Because I can't hear myself. Okay. Yeah. So, balls, yeah. Like I was saying. yeah, the balls that I was saying, because I don't understand how promoters, and it goes for everybody. If y'all don't like what I'm going to say right now, I'm so, so sorry. This is the problem. This is one of the main problems that ballrooms have. It's, one of the problems is people actually don't give a fuck about anything. But
hello.
Making you are loud.
The bitch.
Making them some kind of money at the balls. And what I don't like about it is because they don't care about, they don't care about none of the people. They don't care about anything but making them a dollar. And then that's the problem that you have. They want to rig shit. They want to change shit. They want to, and, you know, I gag at a lot of different individuals in this ballroom for the wrong reasons. And I'm not going to say no names, but it's just a lot of people that, you know, I look up to. I ain't going to say I look up to because some of them I don't. But, I respect as individuals, but I just feel that some of them is so phony when it comes to a dollar, meaning they're greedy, they'll do anything, they don't care, they'll charge you whatever. You know, I just watched this so many times. If you having a ball, you're putting yourself in a predicament where you have to give out your cash. Don't even think about it twice. That's it. If you didn't make a dollar, make a dollar at the next one. There's many a balls that me and Jack had that we didn't really make no change. But that's a part of it. You're not going to always make what you want to make. If you into this for fun, then you into it for fun. If you into it where you think you're just going to make every dollar anytime that you make a dollar, then you got a problem. Especially when you just cheating the gay society in every kind of way. And it's a lot of individuals that's actually doing that. And it's kind of irritating in some kind of way. And I sit back and I watch them and the shade they throw and the little thing, and it's ridiculous. It's really ridiculous. It's like, if you have any kind of category for cash, expect it to be given out, because regardless, somebody's going to win it. And that's the bottom line, even if they deserve it or not. That's what you was giving out that night. If they don't walk, then okay. But if they walk, give it to them. Let it go. Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
What happened to you?
Baby, my house phone, honey. She is doing strange, honey. This internet box and stuff that you have to have. She's been cutting off onto the show. She's been giving the wops. I've been in the house all day, so I don't know if she was giving the wop all day, but she's been giving me wah, 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 wah.
Well, at least you're back on. Because you just...
No, I'm on my cell phone, honey. I'm on my cell phone.
Oh, okay.
Yes, I'm on my cell phone doing the show, honey. Please. Fuck
so
that motherfucker.
What else you did for the weekend other than nothing?
I had a long week ever since the show was over on Thursday. But let me before I go into me all week long, but the place that we went that we had the mini war on Thursday, it was a very cute place. It's a cute place. So I was just informed that Clubhouse is only going to be Club Life is only gonna be happening once a month now. So the other 3 weeks that Club Life is not happening, myself and Legendary Shimbal Mizrahi is going to be presenting, I don't know what we're going to call it, the name of it, but it's in the Bronx. It's a Tanchicon place right off the highway, right off the 6th train, and the place is fabulous. And so November 5th is going to be the first, like, really grand opening. The flyers is going to be out this Thursday. They're going to be out Friday, Saturday, and all until that day, and the place is fab. And we have a performance for open to all performance for 200 sisters, and everybody got to pay $5 to walk, and all the rest of the categories is cash, and it's definitely going to be Benji Khan. And I just hope all the girls come out and support me and my child and our new adventure that we're going on.
I know that's right. I'll be there perched. November 5th, that's your first one?
Wait, hold on. Yeah, November 5th. Okay, and that's it, honey. Yeah, but my weekend, child, let me tell you what happened. You here?
Yeah, I'm here.
Baby, why are we left, right? I'm sitting here, and we're going outside. I mean, the girl is, I'm not going to say who it was.
Mm-hmm.
But I was with 11 Mizrahis. I'm not going to name exactly what Mizrahis it was. I was with 11 of them. And out of the 11 of them, three of us is female figures. So, you know, the rest is all bitch queens. So the other two female figures goes out in my neighborhood. You know, my neighborhood is, you know, it's the straw.
Uh-huh.
They go outside and they go to find some weed. They find the weed. And in the midst of them finding the weed, me and the butch queens come downstairs because I'm going to get in the car and drive over to the club. The butch queens are going to get into a cab because we all couldn't fit in the car. Baby, so they outside, honey, and two of the butch queens, one of them is sitting in the front seat of my car rolling weed. The other one is standing outside rolling weed, and so a Jeep pulls up, and so they think it's a cab, honey. So the children run over to the cab with the weed and stuff in their hand, thinking it's the cab, honey, but it's narcotics, Andre. So they jump out on them with the guns out, drawn, and everything. And they were just so fierce to say one of the Mizrahi children had brass knuckles in their pocket. And it was just crazy. They had all of them lined up around my car, and they had us on the wheel. And it was like five cop cars, honey. They had their guns. Children, and I was just reading the fuck out of the children because, you know, I don't smoke weed or any of that stuff. I was reading them down, bitch, and the cops was like, you need to just listen to her because they was running off at their mouth. And so that's how my weekend started. My weekend really went busy from that day on. But then after that, me and my daughters had such a bitchy come weekend. It was just everything. And maybe now the children are scared to smoke weed in New York City, honey. They ready to go back home to the state. They scared to smoke in New York, honey. They were just gagging how the children ran up on them.
Did they take anybody to jail?
Yeah, two of them went to jail.
Did they get out?
One got out in 3 hours with a death appearance ticket, and the other one had to go through the system.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, it was definitely a weekend. So how was the ball in Buffalo?
The ball was it was cute, but it was just a bunch of people that didn't know. Like, they was really hyper to walk in and everything, but they really knew nothing about categories. The only thing I could say they knew a little bit about was two categories. That's Vogue and Runway. Everything else there was a little twisted, and it was kind of twisted for them two categories too. Just a lot. There was about 200 people in the building though.
I know that's right. I didn't even know about the ball, because, you know, I was sitting right up there. I was right in the building, honey.
I didn't think nobody would have come. That's why I didn't bring it up, really.
Oh, no, I would have came.
Mm-hmm.
I would have came and supported Boston, honey. I mean, Buffalo.
Yeah, and that's where Two-Way families, because his mother lived there. That's where he's from, so I went up there.
Oh, so I know Two-Way got his life.
He was laughing and showing me who's everybody and who got names up there and stuff like that.
Oh, so y'all drove up there?
Yeah, we drove. It was only 12 hours. It's a different whole route, so it was only 12 hours.
Oh. I know, that's right. That was 30 times. I wonder what happened at the ball in Baltimore and the ball in Chicago. It was the ball in Baltimore and it was the ball in Chicago. I want to know if the feds really come to the ball of Baltimore. Do anybody know that team?
I don't know. I don't think so, because Jack and them was there, and Tony, and they told me everything about that. And they ain't say nothing else, nothing negative about it, so I think that was a cue ball or whatever.
Mm. It's actually to keep the girls away.
Uh-huh.
Well, I don't know. If anybody's on the phone line and you definitely want to conversate with me and Andre and definitely tell us about one of the boys that you or something that you did this weekend, definitely feel free to press one at this time and we'll definitely bring you up on the line. Oh, sure. They said somebody started a fight at the ball in the ball in Chicago, at Marco's ball. Who was fighting in Chicago? Somebody called it. Hey, who was fighting in Chicago? They said they were fighting in Chicago. Well, we all just get along. Chicken 007 and Thaddeus.
Mm-mm.
Who's Chicken?
He a twister.
Oh, and if me inspire and pull up whatever too. Oh my God! And the guys is tearing down Chicago. What the fuck was they fighting for in Chicago?
This is the girls always fighting for stupid ass reasons.
The girls always fighting and tearing down for no odd reason, honey. I be glad you. What's the thing? They said the ball in Baltimore was packed. Thanks, Jared.
Yeah. Oh, wait a minute. Here's the update on it. It said, update, speaking of the feds, they were in the building at the ball in Baltimore, and two girls got locked, and Jack was on the mic and said, I knew it was rumors, all true. Yes, my source was on point. Wow. So two people did get locked at the ball.
Who got locked?
I don't know who got locked, but two people were supposed to have got locked for the feds at the ball.
Hold on. Somebody just hit me up. With T from Baltimore. Hold on. I mean, accept them. I'm accepting them. Hold on. Make sure when y'all hit me up, y'all put one hot shot in, stop my light group, please. Somebody just hit me up. This nigga, he's from Baltimore. I'm waiting for them to start typing, honey. I'm sitting here eating cinnamon rolls and milk right now. Fine. Okay, hold on. I got to put you in the right section. Okay. What's the tea from Baltimore, honey? Good tea. Fine. I'm getting some tea. Who's that? They said no one got locked.
Oh, okay. So somebody did get locked. Somebody said nobody got locked.
That's the ball. Oh, wait. You got a cat. Catch it anyway. No one got locked at the ball. That don't mean somebody get locked in the parking lot. Oh, shit. Baby, you know I'm an old school queen, honey. They get away. No one got locked at the ball, but, you know, you have to give it to them like that.
Mm-hmm.
No one was
coming. But hold up, hold up. They said no warrants lodged. Okay.
But if I had if I even had warrants, or if I felt that the, you know, the feds was after me in some kind of way,
Patty,
if somebody even told me they was going to be there, I wouldn't be there.
I wouldn't have went either. I would have went at all. If I had a warrant, they wouldn't even have put me in that building.
Okay.
Baby.
Somebody hit me. The girls need to stop lying.
It was two queens from D.C. that got arrested, they said.
They got them outside
in the parking lot. Yeah, they got them outside in the parking lot.
Oh. They said Miss Brandy Visu is coming from jail. Honey, they said Miss Brandy is out of jail, honey.
Who is Brandy?
Brandy Visu, the challenge, shot him. Mm-hmm. Did you see this? What was on the tables that made it to that? Because these girls, they said, somebody in the chat room said they had the best tables at the ball. I want to know what they had on their tables that made it the best tables they ever been to, bitch. Because the girls don't be eating half of the shit that be on the table.
But your girls always want you to have fab and ridiculous tables, and then they don't even eat half of the shit.
Yeah.
They just leave it there and let it go fucked up.
Nothing at all. It'd be of shame.
Mm-hmm. I'd be going around everybody's table eating everybody's shit.
Somebody in the chat room said it was fab. Then somebody else that hit me up, you know, I'm not going to reveal their name, said the tables was late. It had bags of candy on it. That's it. But what's going on? The chat room is saying that the tables are fab, and the girl says, I am saying the tables was late. What the fuck? Honey, who got to say it? Yes. Here's Debbie Joe. Everything, honey. I'm eating my life right now. I'm eating my life with a large glass of milk. They said fab. Hold on, somebody hit me up. Somebody gave me the full rundown. Hold on. It was a big platter of sandwiches, cinnamon buns, drinks, and lots of booze. And shifty candy. That's it. Oh, and Cinnabons from the cinnamon place.
Oh, no, Cinnabons, bitch. I love cinnamon buns, though.
Yes, those cinnamon buns are definitely fab.
Mm-hmm. I do love Cinnabons.
Those cinnamon buns are fab. Oh, yeah, I heard about that fight. That fight was last week. That was so 2 weeks ago. Baby. I don't know. I want to go to court. What happened at the ball? I need some rundown. I want to know I am. Honey. I need some court.
Yeah.
I want somebody in and tell me the tiki, honey. I paid the ball. I couldn't make it to the function this weekend. I just couldn't. Maybe. It wasn't for me. Yes, I like the ball. Oh, my girlfriend hit me up. The ball was damn stupid.
What ball? Oh, the ball in Baltimore?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know what's the team with the fight in Chicago. Ronaldo! I know my son Ronaldo, but you know, he don't ever chime in. Ronaldo, I know you out there listening. Call your son Sandy and tell him I said call him the show. I wonder what he was doing in Chicago. Fighting.
Fighting chicken.
Yeah. They said the boy was dumb as hell.
Mm-mm.
I wonder what happened with Thaddeus and the guy. Well, right, yeah. They said Sandy Dior and some party child was drunk as hell and stumbled, and they were chopping the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And blowing some more. I mean, Sandy was out. I don't like to see. I haven't seen Miss Sandy since North Carolina.
Yeah, and I'm going to read my daughter because I heard she was doing some stupid shit, so I meant to call her today and read her, honey. So I know if any of her kids listen and tell her that her father's going to call and read her down. Because I heard something that I don't like.
Oh. Sandy calling. The Miss Sandy calls her, honey.
Okay.
How you doing?
How you doing?
I'm the first transsexual lady of Bad Boy Entertainment. P. Diddy called me today and hired me. And I just wanted to let y'all know, baby. Ooh! Ooh, they gave me some tea. They got some tea about this queen getting robbed, honey.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she got robbed by the trade today.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. That's serious, Miss Thing. I don't know if you still getting robbed by the trade, Miss Thing, in this day and time.
Mm-hmm.
That's because of the queen suffering stupid situation. That's what it is. Don't you agree?
You said stupid situation?
Yes, the girls said they told. I don't understand how in this time that the girls are still getting robbed by the trade. The girls said they felt in stupid situations to get robbed by the trade.
Yeah, I agree. They're always putting themselves in dumb situations, and then they wonder why their life is the way it is. You're right. I do agree.
Yes. Samaya, Dejanay Aloha got robbed by the trade today. I need her to call her. What happened?
Honey. But I don't even understand how. I mean, it's to each his own. Whatever you like because trade. I guess if that's what you like, that's what you like. But if they real thugged out complete trade, they only want to have you is because of what you might could do for them, or they're gonna try to rob you. See, they always got an agenda after sex when you just got an agenda for sex. So that's one reason I stay with my butch queens, and I don't have time to be with no trade, and I have to wake up and my TV's gone and my wallet is gone, and that's too much. Or they trying to shoot a bitch in the leg.
Too much.
What the fuck? God forbid, remember years ago when Danielle was almost dead under a car and fighting her life and cutting the neck with trade, and it's just too much.
Yeah. Oh.
All that for a piece of trade is not that serious. And then, just because he's your trade don't mean he's somebody, he ain't nobody's bottom, bitch. You don't even know these days.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. I'd rather
go
to Butch Queen.
I want Dejanay. The one that was Rogan really soft and cut. At the ball.
Mm-hmm.
For the 5,000.
Dejanay, call in. What she know?
I want to know what happened. I don't understand. I really don't understand. The girls to put themselves in such crazy situations. They get set up by the trade, for the trade to run up in their house and rob them and all types of things. It's just, it's ridiculous. Mm-mm.
Gotta go, mm-mm.
I don't know what's going on with the girls. It's about to be 2010, honey. The girls should have still been getting robbed by the trade. The girls should be robbing the trade.
It damn sure is. And by you saying 2010, everybody need to start going Christmas shopping now. Everything now is definitely you can find whatever you want. Start now, and if you got a long list, honey. You don't have a long list, you can wait.
I only have five people on my list.
I wish I had five, honey.
I got five people on my wish list. That's it. Maybe after that, honey, I ain't buying nobody else.
I wish I had five.
Nothing at all, honey. Oh, God. Wait, when is this Yahoo message that's coming across my screen? I don't see it. Ooh. You tell me what's the tea, honey. What's the tea, girl? Somebody in the chat room hitting me up and asking me the tea, honey. Yes. But don't forget, we are definitely in. Definitely the clubhouse will definitely be open up this Thursday in Harlem. I'll be there. I'm one of the hosts. And I'll be there on Thursday night. The Globe will be open up on Friday night. I'll be there. The parade is in New York City on Saturday night, Saturday afternoon, Saturday evening. If you guys want to be in New York City. And then there's an all-cash mini ball at the Globe hosted by Own Legacy. And Joseph and Michael Haynes, I'll be there. And don't forget, on Sunday, for all you girls that like to party and listen to techno music, honey, Alleluia is definitely open this weekend on Sunday. I'll be there. I will definitely be in the building, honey.
I never went to Alleluia yet. Everybody, Andre, won't you come down and go to Alleluia? I'll be like, ew.
You can't go to Alleluia.
I can't see me just coming to the state to just go to Alegria, though. Mm-mm. And I have to have on dark shades so they could think I'm high and stuff. You know, that's just too much. Mm-mm. I like when they think you high. They start doing more stuff to you that you be like, girl, you're a freak, honey.
They gave the very, fatty ass him chicken up on the wall and choked him, honey.
Ooh.
And then they decided to go and fight, honey. Anthony and Poole threw down after the ball got shut down. Oh, my God.
Man.
Another ball in Chicago got shut down. So did the girl cash, honey. What the fuck?
Well, we have a date for the Legends Ball. It's actually March. It's the second week in March. So the Flyers.
The Legends Ball is coming away.
The Legends Ball is back. And, yeah. So we definitely have a date for that.
Oh, Deja, calling on the cold calling. Reach up on this line, honey. They said it's a rumor going around that Deja LaPerla and Yolanda had a fight this day. Oh, they said Deja asked Yolanda not to speak to her or touch her, and he fought this weekend. That's a rumor. Please. Get Miss Deja up on this line, honey. Oh, bitch. There's been a lot of fighting and stuff going on lately. What's going on?
Fighting for no reason, though.
Oh, and I do gotta give up. And it was Antoine Mizrahi he had a ball this weekend in St. Louis.
Yeah, so, and And it was another ball too. It was like the Baltimore ball, the Pitts, the Buffalo ball, the St. Louis ball, and it was another ball too, if I'm correct.
Maybe. So Beverly, call in and give me the tea, Beverly. Beverly, out the air, honey. So Beverly, call in and give me what happened, honey. I need Beverly to call. Hold on, 917-693. On the recap show. How you doing, Paula?
How you doing?
What's going on?
Just calling, listening. I love your show, Kelly and Andre. Just keep up the good work.
Thanks.
Thank you very much. Really? Yeah. Baby. Love you too, Michael. Hold on. 443.
Good morning.
On the air on the recap show, how you doing?
Huh? Before we go to King's Dominion, so.
Huh?
I need to know what's on me.
443-615. You're on the air on the recap show. How you doing? Okay, I guess not switchboard. We have to come back to them if they press 1 again, honey. But at this time, they're not seeing anything, honey. Maybe. 347-299. You're on the air on the recap show. How you doing?
How you doing? Did you know?
Huh?
Did you know? I got DJ on the line. Hold on. Did you know? Hello?
Hello?
I'm going to call y'all back. DJ Nay.
Well, you work out your technical difficulties with DJ Nay, and you press 1, and we'll bring you and DJ Nay back up on the line, honey. So switchboard, don't delete them. That's DJ Nay. We want to find out how she got robbed by the trade, honey. 404-551. You're on the air on the recap show. How you doing, caller?
Well, I'm from Atlanta.
551, you're on the air. Tori, CC,
Key. Oh, yeah, I'm
talking about
that.
Ooh. But the Key's going to pop me wall.
For
Runway, I
like to go with something
brand new.
Runway was the royalty
list. Okay, Switchboard, you can let them go. They ain't got no gossip. I was trying to hear if they was reading somebody or something. But you can let them go. Maybe they had DJ Nay on the phone, honey. I hope you call back. 443-857. You on the recap show. Hi, man.
What's up, Kelly, baby? What's going on?
What's going on?
Nothing much. This is Antonio Aphrodite from Baltimore. I just want to give a congratulations to my brothers, David and Daryl Illuminati, for their successful ball, the Fabulosity ball that was given here on Saturday at the Products. The theme was Welcome Back to Baltimore, and the legends were definitely up in the building. I definitely want to give them a big ups for that.
Okay, I know that's fine.
All right, thank you so much. Y'all have a blessed night, okay? Hello?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Okay, big shout out to the Illuminati for their function this weekend. How you doing?
How you doing? Shout out to the Illuminati.
Yes, the Illuminati, they function, honey. I know that's right. What is this, Beverly, honey? Good. Switchboard. Switchboard. Call Miss Beverly. See if she picks up the phone, honey. Let's get the tea on what happened in St. Louis. Honey. Hold on. Hold on. Let me get Miss Beverly's number. Hold on. Let's see if Miss Beverly answers the phone, honey. What is her number? Yes. Let's see if Miss Beverly answers the phone, honey. So we can find out what happened in St. Louis, honey. You know, Miss Beverly was in St. Louis this weekend, honey. I know
she
had a fabulous
time.
She's
commentator. She's commentating down there.
You know, Miss Thing makes fun out of everything, honey.
Okay.
She turns everything into a party. I want to give a happy birthday shout out to on Friday. Where you think Beverly at?
She's not answering the phone.
She's not answering the phone. Where is she at, Miss Day? Baby! I tell you the truth.
Real funny bitch. Huh?
Chicken is in the chat room, honey. Chicken chat room, honey. Call in. And Chicken, pick up the phone or press click to talk and the thing is you got to speak on your phone or your computer. But you know why the daddy is choking you like that. They said, Shaddy, is daddy is choking you like a trade chicken. What's he? I don't know where Miss Beverly is. She's not answering the phone, Miss Thing. Because I know Miss Beverly be having some tea, honey. The girl in the chat room. The girl in the chat room is a Kiki. 443-9347. You on the recap show. How you doing? 443-934, you on the air.
What's up, Kelly?
What's up, who this?
Marquise, what's up?
Hi, Marquise.
Marquise.
Hey, Andre.
Hey, did you hear my message earlier?
No, I my phone had went dead. I just charged it up not long ago, actually.
I was apologizing on air because I told you I was going to call y'all back, and I was tired because I was drove from Buffalo, and I was asleep all day. That's why
I'm glad you made it back safe, though.
Thanks.
Where is Jennifer at? Can you talk to Jennifer?
No, I haven't spoken to Jennifer. I've been so busy with my children. I still have so many children that's still in town, honey. And I be so busy with my children and be sleeping half of the day and stuff. And it just be crazy, honey. You know, once I get all my children, and once all my children is going back to their prospective states after this weekend, I have time to interact with everybody in New York City. But I'm sitting with my children. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
I don't know. I don't know what happened. Oh, Michael Haynes or Joseph, can y'all please hit me up? The girls are hitting me up. They want to know the categories for this weekend. Walk Free Wednesday, because the girls are asking about the categories. So the girls want to know the categories for this weekend for the club. I don't know what happened with Marquise, but my boss was hitting me up with the categories. The girls want to know the categories. Yes. Okay, switchboard. Oh, yes, the categories for the girls. Okay, I will. Daisy. Well, oh, yes. Chicken, I don't want you to talk in the chat room, Chicken. But you pour in, Chicken. I want to know what's funny. Chicken, hit me up with a private message in the chat room. Go to my name in the chat room. Hit me up with a private message. Send me a number where we can call you, because I want to know why this daddy is choking you up like a piece of trade. What the fuck, buddy? I want to know. Who is this? Chill. Who is this? Who is this? Somebody hit me up. They're not even on my baby, you sending me, I don't know, honey. Baby, I need to know who this is. You're not even on my, it says ask me question. I don't even know who this is. You must hit me up and tell me who you are, honey. Chicken, I don't want you to talk to me. I want you on the phone line. Because, you know, I get Thaddeus up here on the line. Thaddeus is telling me the tea, honey. He choked you up like a piece of trash, shit, honey. So I want you to get your side of the story first, Chicken. Get you here first, Chicken. So come on, Chicken. What's the tea? You want to give me the tea? Yes. Honey, I need the tea, honey. What's the tea? How you doing? Say, who is this hitting me up? Oh. Okay. I think this goes here. Honey. No, hold on. 313-272. You're on the recap show. How you doing?
Yeah.
What's tea?
Yeah. Yes.
Hello?
Chicken.
Hello?
You on the air?
Chicken, what's the tea? Why did Thaddeus choke you up on the wall like that? What's the tea?
What's going on? It's clearly a misunderstanding. I don't know what's going on. Me and Thaddeus used to be cool a while back, but a couple of weeks ago, we all had words at the club. It was actually between me and Berlin or Lord. We all had words at the club, and Thaddeus came to Berlin this since, and like I had called Tiana, which is her mother, the next morning, and was telling her what had went down. I'm like, that didn't have nothing to do with it. It's between me and Tiana. And now, I mean, me and Berlin. So it was supposed to have been like squash. They haven't been outside of Chicago since then. Well, I have not seen Thaddeus either. So I attended Marco's bar yesterday, and I ended up walking, and Marco was picking the battle. So me and Thad was in that battling. The battle was cool and all. Everybody kept saying it was kind of personal and all other stuff. So after that, the last battle was Angel Herrera and Thaddeus. And by me coming from the house of Herrera, I'm still going to be a supporter of that house. So I was cheering on Angel, and everybody else was too. And, like, I don't know why that is kind of, like, singled me out the crowd, but she singled me out the crowd and was like, Miss Chicken on gag or whatever. And I was like, what did you say? But I said, what did you say? It's like, what's going on? Because I didn't hear, like, you know what I'm saying? That is, I heard her say my name, but I didn't hear what she said after that. So after she said that, she charged me and she handed me up on the wall. And that's when, like, all her friends went over there. And that's when, like, Mark and them broke it up. And that's when we went outside. And we were saying, it was like a lot of commotion going on. Everybody had something to say. Everybody wanted to get involved in it, but that just wasn't nowhere to be around. So then, Anthony is my, that's my brother. You know what I'm saying? That's my god brother. And we grew up together. So Anthony was saying, like, all these people running up on Chicken. And I guess he was kind of taking up me, which that he had words with somebody else, and they started to fight, and that's when the police came. So it was like all a big misunderstanding. I don't understand why that is, and that crew attacked me and why they don't like me. But, I mean, if you don't like me, then just leave it at that. It's nothing to fight over. All this is supposed to be about for fun.
Oh, okay.
So, I mean, everybody got their different sides to a story. I mean, I don't have a lot. I'm grown. I stand on my own 2 feet. So, I mean, that was just it. I just heard that you wanted to know what was going on. It doesn't make no sense because I'm quite sure if you ask Thaddeus or the group of people that he be with, why the reason you attacked Chicken or you ran up on Chicken, it's going to be not a good reason or it's going to not be no reason at all. With God, if you don't like somebody, that does not mean to go put your hands on somebody. That's crazy.
That is correct.
So
that answer
going
is
on.
True.
Everybody was saying, like, Chicken, I kind of felt that I was in the wrong because they were saying Chicken Pig because we don't have a place to have a ball at. And I'm like, okay, well, if I was in your house or if I was your gay child or it was just you in that predicament, you wouldn't be saying calm down or, like, Pig because you'd be ready to fight because this person put their hands on you already.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I felt. And I did respect Marco because she told me, like, you know what I'm saying, to leave out the building. We're going to fight. Y'all cannot fight. Y'all can fight outside the gate because they had nothing to do with that. And I left,
oh, okay.
And then Thaddeus was nowhere to be found. And, I mean, some other people had gotten into it. We broke it up. And I just went home, like, just forget it.
Okay.
No, I mean, I don't know if I want to fight Thaddeus when I see him, but, I mean, it's really dumb.
It is dumb, but at the same time, you're right, he shouldn't put his hands on you.
Okay,
but yeah, hopefully y'all could get over. Yeah, hopefully they could get over that little quarrel shit. And Daddy, is you too old to be motherfucking hitting people for no reason, honey? Stop it, girl.
Well, thank you for definitely calling in and giving your side of the story, honey. Cause you know the girls are taking shit, honey, and the world was, honey. Yes.
Mm-mm. Girls be fighting for anything these days.
Yes. Anything, honey. I'm getting it. You see, this, I definitely do not go out of my perspective areas, honey. Oh, mistake, honey. The girl is nasty, honey. The girl, somebody just hit me up and gave the very, who wants to suck chicken up? Sounds good. The bus is a mess. Baby. The bus want a piece of chicken now. I'm trying to see how you work this thing. My fucking Yahoo is really cutting up. I want to know what, you know what I want to know, bitch?
What?
I want to know what is Jason Estrada's next move. That's what I want to know. Where is she going to now?
And is she going to be a regular member, or overall mother, or chapter mother?
Yeah, I want to know what's her next move. What did you say?
I don't know. When it comes to this day and age in balls, you never know where who's going.
Yeah. Yep. Baby. Oh my God. It is just so, it's just so much. It's just so funny. I just love being here for the girls every Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, honey. It's just a kiki, honey. It's really alive. I love it. I love it. Oh, honey. Bitch. Oh, bitch. Oh, somebody gave Jason got sauce. Oh, Miss Wendy Williams. They gave away Jason Princess. Miss Wendy Williams, Jason Star. Father Jason. Oh, child. Baby. That won't happen, honey.
You are a foolish bitch.
The girl in the chat room is a kiki. The girl in the chat room is really a fucking kiki. They got me laughing, and they have me so tickled. They have me, the girl in the chat room got me really tickled. I am really tickled pink right now, honey. Baby. Baby, because, honey, come on. The girl is a mess today. Honey. She don't see me, and I don't see her. So, what is no sense. Somebody asked me a question. It wouldn't make no sense to take and, you know, and have her on skin, honey. So, it wouldn't make no sense. The girl said don't think nobody in the house of Balenciaga, Miss Day. This Howard is going to be really tickled pink, Miss Day, when he comes home in November, Miss Day, that his house has deteriorated the way it has deteriorated, Miss Day. So, y'all need to stop, honey. Bitch. Hello. No, Minaj, no. That is my title. She will not. Honey. Miss Nicki Minaj is a kiki. She's a kiki. Can I get some iced tea? He's reading it in the back. Oh, give me some iced tea. I'll get it for you. Let's set out and get into the ice cream. Honey, wrong.
Yes.
Honey, how you doing?
I want to see the girls come out, honey. Are you coming up for that extravaganza ball?
Yeah, I think I am. Because I like the extravaganza, so I think I'm going to go, yeah.
Yeah.
You going?
Yeah, I want to go to the extravaganza ball, honey. Yes, you know, next weekend is that coin. Next weekend is that $1,000. Andre.
Next week is what?
That 1,000 queens.
1,000 queens?
Yes. Honey.
I'm lost.
Yes, next week is that 1,000 queens, honey. I see it. Overall mother blanket.
Oh, shit.
The house of blankets. What?
No, I will not. No, no, I will not. No, I will not. So, the girl is a Kiki D. Are you in the chat room, Andre? Are you looking at the chat room?
No, you could send me a link. I'll just get on.
Oh, they say these girls is a Kiki, honey. These girls is a Kiki. They say, oh, nobody. These girls, they giving away my position in the chat room and everything already.
Oh shit.
The girls in the chat room is a Kiki, honey. They giving away my position, honey. They gave away all Jason, overall East Coast mother, Miss Rahi. What?
Ooh.
I see it, bitch. Honey, I was with Ginger the other day, but saying Miss Ginger is a key key, honey.
Yeah, that bitch is a key key.
Ginger is a key. Baby. Ginger is a key key. Hold on. Baby. Oh my god. Okay. What the fuck, honey? The girls are coming to Atlanta this weekend. Are you ready for this weekend? Andre?
Oh yeah, I'm ready as I'm gonna get.
Baby, you're gonna be 43 this weekend. Oh my god, I feel so.
Oh, you are pushing it. I'll be 41.
I'm going to cry so down. Oh my god. Baby.
You can't take my age, honey.
I wish I could be there, honey. I wish I could have been there this weekend, honey. But you know, I have things I have to do, honey. I'll be here, honey. I have things I have to do on Thursday and Friday in New York City. I'm going to be here to make it.
Andre, black party Thursday. You having a black party on Thursday?
Tell your mother I said hi.
Who, my mother?
No, I'm talking to somebody on the phone. They were telling me their mother said hi. Oh, when y'all want to play, let me know. What's the tea? Let's play. I'm ready. Yeah, I was talking to one of my old-time friends, honey. You know, we had a special moment together, honey. Mariah Carey, honey. Mariah Carey played 6 times back-to-back, honey. It was on repeat, honey. It was crazy, honey. It was hot. It was nasty. It was sweaty, honey. It was everything. Chim, honey. Oh, my God. So what black outfit are you wearing on? What black outfit are you wearing?
I'm deciding from 2 different ones. I don't know yet. I want to be comfortable, though.
I know that's right. Don't forget Wednesday night, Andre's birthday ball at 7:08. It's black party. On Thursday, and then all you girls from down there from the ATL, honey, you hit it on a plane and you come to New York City, honey. Cause New York City is definitely going to be on fire, honey. We having a parade. We have an allegory on Sunday, honey. So make sure you girls hit it to New York, honey. Come on up here to New York, and let's party down. I'm sorry. Hold on. We have a caller. 857-207. You on the air on the recap show. How you doing?
How you doing, Auntie Kelly?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
Doing good. It's Royale from Boston. Royale Diamani. I was calling because I heard a little birdie that you was making your way up here November 7th for Big Girl Sex Siren.
Excuse me?
Because a little birdie called and told me that you and a couple of other big girls were making your way up here November 7th for Sex Siren.
And I'm like, who is this again? Because I couldn't hear you because it was really loud in your background.
It's your niece Royale, Diamani.
Oh, you walk in?
No, I'm thinking about it, but I wanted to up the ante because I heard you was coming with the girls. And this is a hot category that... You know, a lot of the girls claim they always going to walk, but they never show up to walk. So I was hoping we could, you know, make something interesting out of the deal.
Oh, well, I'll be in the building, and I'm bringing my daughters with me, you know.
And the girl said, you know, I asked the girl, I said, I'll be prepared for the category. And I told her I'm going to send my daughters out. And the girl said they're going to tell them they don't want my daughters. They want me to come out. So and if they want me to come out, I'll grace the floor and slay them like I did 2 years ago.
Oh, so you said you'll grace the floor and slay the girl like you did 2 years ago. Because
yeah,
that's not
I'll
the
grace
phone call
the floor.
I got. I heard you was going to slay Boston in general.
Well, baby, if the girls in Boston want to play, mother and our daughters will be at the building.
Oh.
Yes, I'm coming with my two big daughters, and mother and her two daughters will be in the building.
Tons of fun is in the building.
Yes. Honey. In the building, honey.
That's a lot of big girls for sex siren at one time, honey. I'm scared.
Huh?
Could you imagine like five girls around me for sex siren? I'd be lost, bitch.
What?
Five big girls around me for sex siren.
Maybe.
And don't let them slip and fall on me or something, bitch.
The girls, honey. The girls said they. The girls called me earlier, honey, and asked me was I coming. Out to play, honey. The girls asked me was I coming out to play, honey. And so, you know, I'm going to have to go and play, honey. I'm going to have to go. What?
They want a piece of Kelly, honey. They said, come on and play, girl.
Yeah, so, you know, I'm coming out. I'm taking my daughters with me. And me and my big girls is going up there. We got to turn it out. We'll definitely be turning it out at Boston, Eddie. So, how are you going to Boston? Because we going to Boston, me and my girls, we going to Boston to turn it out, Eddie. We coming to play, Eddie.
So that's the 7th? That's the weekend right after that Thursday.
What is that?
That's the weekend right after the 5th that y'all open on that Thursday.
Yes.
2 days
and
after.
Yeah, you should come up because then you can talk with me.
I could what?
You could drive with me.
Yeah, I might do that.
You can drive up there with me because me and my daughters are going to go up there. Me and my big daughter, Courtney, me and my big daughter, Imani, we're going to break the building down. We're going to turn it out. It's going to be a fab weekend. Okay, it's definitely going to be a fab weekend. Honey. Baby, my husband's leaving on the 4th. Go visit his family. And he'll be gone for a little time, honey. Oh, we have another caller. 347-595. I'm going to recap show.
Hi, girls. I just called in to show mad love, of course. You already know this is the infamous Harlem's Finest. Hey, Switchboard. Hey, Kelly. Hey, Jen. Hey, everyone. You know, what's the topic for the evening?
We're just recapping the whole weekend, honey. You know, getting ready for all the upcoming events that's coming up. It's a lot of events that's coming up, and that's it.
That's fab. Sounds cute.
Yes.
That's the top and shit, you know. But like I said, I called in to just wish everyone a great, great week. And, you know, show love, of course.
Okay, thank you for calling.
You already know. Thanks for, you know, for me through.
Okay, thanks. Okay. To all the girls that's in the chat room, and that is especially in an action question. No one got tired. Everyone moved on to bigger and better things. You know, it's a stepping stone. Tinder shop is a stepping stone for everybody to start and, you know, and branch out into their careers into different fields. And the girls have branched out to different careers at this time. And that's what it is. Okay?
Thank you, so you can stop all the speculations and the rumors, okay? How you doing?
How you doing?
Baby,
the girl said we need a big girl ball.
Bitch, the rib in the basement, make sure that's on the first floor. A big girl's ball, bitch.
Bitch.
Yes, have a ball, bitch.
Level.
Nothing, have a ball, bitch, and it's nothing but big bitches on the panel, bitch.
Whoa.
Big bitches on the panel, bitch, with hot chicken and motherfucking collard greens and smoked neck bones and ham hocks, bitch.
Uh-huh.
Big girls, bitch, while they judge you, they just eat it down. Why are you going?
Bitch.
Funny, bitch, why you sad, bitch? Funny. They said you don't see the big girls, Andre.
I love big girls.
Big is in, bitch. Bitch, if it ain't big, it ain't right. How you doing?
How you doing?
Baby. Jahara, you never answer my question. Are you going to be in Boston next weekend, honey? The ball is from 6 on. I'll be there. How you doing? I will definitely be in Boston, honey. I'll definitely be in the building, honey. How you doing? Oh, yes. Yes, the Popeyes. We got to get our Popeyes for the bus. Yes. Bitch, you know, the last time I went to Boston, bitch, you know, right, I went to Boston, RJ, right? And so, you know, I was just there. I was washing, sitting out of my jeans and my shirt. And so, me, Jahira, Jennifer was on the bus. And so Jahira says, y'all ready? We said, no, we got to go in the bathroom. We got to get changed and stuff. So we go in the bathroom, bitch, and me and Jennifer's in the bathroom for like 45 minutes. Jahira's downstairs, and she calling our phone. She's like, what y'all doing, bitch? Y'all was already ready for the ball when y'all got off the bus. So, bitch, we came, bitch, Maji. I had on my little bob wig, bitch. Jennifer had on her little bob wig, bitch. We got switched, little shortcut, bitch. Put our dress on and our makeup on, bitch, and came up out the bathroom, bitch. Looked like we were coming to turn some motherfucking tricks out, bitch. It was a Kiki on the bus, honey. The train was on the bus. It was cute.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
It was cute, honey. You had to stop at Popeye's and get your big fruit punch soda and your three-piece and your wings and your extra biscuit, bitch. It was definitely a big girl. It was definitely a big girl trip. How you doing?
How you doing?
You have to throw the big girl body block, bitch.
A big girl body block.
Yes, it's called the big girl body block. So when you get on the bus, right, you put your ass cheek, you have your other ass cheek hanging off on the empty seat. You have that whole cheek on the other seat. So when the people come on the bus, but you can sit there if you want to, but it's gonna be a long 4.5 hour tight ride, honey. And they be looking like, try to sit down, bitch. And as they sitting down, bitch, you just expanding the body, bitch. And they like, oh, no, I'm not going to do this. I'll wait for the next bus so you can sit by yourself the whole trip.
Mm-mm. You know, Susan Mizrahi is having a ball herself on November 7th. It's called Girl Fight, Baltimore.
Girl Fight in Baltimore.
Girl Fight. Girl Fight. So, a bunch of big bitches with titties and asses fighting. So.
While somebody hit me up and said, Pop, hold on. Somebody just hit me up and said, Popeye's do approvals too.
I'm gonna hurt them.
Bitch,
they is quick to find out who do what, bitch.
I can see a bitch going in Popeye's doing a motherfucking approval. Bitch. Who gonna do a bitch? That's a Kiki, a bitch, and Popeye's doing a pool for $5.95.
Maybe they gonna go in there and do a whole party worth.
Bitch, you know, I told the girls. The girls gonna learn something new, bitch. The girls gonna be eating Popeye's down now, bitch.
Okay.
Oh, they said I did it for $100.57.
You know.
Bitch, you had chicken down. They said it was 1 second in D.C. They did their approval, bitch. Y'all had chicken down, bitch. I know I had chicken down, honey. Spicy.
Did y'all have a? Oh, it was for a party. It was for a party in D.C., honey. Baby, did y'all have spicy or mild? Honey, did you have strawberry jam? No, they had spicy strawberry jam. Or did you have the honey, honey? Baby, they said they had spicy cow. They had the shrimp. Baby, they used to be the run down. Oh. Get me hungry, bitch. I'm feeling like Andy Williams right now. You can't be talking about food, bitch.
Yeah,
a bitch get hungry, you start talking about food. Oh, they got cheesecake. They got cheesecake and motherfucking Popeye. The cheesecake and the biscuits. Oh, bitch, I should have been at that party. Why are you telling me about that party? I would have been there. Oh, shit, they said Taco, somebody in the channel said Taco Bell sent the girls to the border, honey. Oh. Yeah. Oh, yes, they said they got the New Orleans cheesecake, honey, at Popeye's. I know that's right. I love the dirty rice.
Dirty rice.
Oh, shit, bitch. They said McDonald's got a food system at McDonald's, too, bitch.
You know I'm going to run through the bathroom, bitch.
You went right through the drive-thru? Oh,
that's
shit.
Bitch.
You haven't went through the drive-thru, bitch. I'm on my cell phone, bitch. I'm about to get in the car and go down to my fucking McDonald's.
Yeah.
They said it went through the drive-thru, bitch. I'm about to go through the drive-thru right now, bitch. And get me a big mac with the quarter pound with some cheese fillet, a fish burger, cheeseburger, happy meal, and a motherfucking Diet Coke today. How's it going?
Remember that commercial, bitch?
Yes, bitch. That was everything. I need a Big Mac with DLT, a quarter pounder, with some cheese fillet, hamburger, cheeseburger, happy meal, and a Diet Coke at Mickey D's today. Ooh, y'all. Gonna eat down like a fat bitch. They said in New York City, across the street from Penn Station. Ooh,
okay.
Bitch. I know exactly where they're talking about, too, honey. That's right over there. That's right over there around the corner from H&M, honey. From H&M. Yup, yeah, I know exactly. Across the street from Foot Action on 34th Street. I know exactly where it's at. Foot Action stays open until 2 o'clock in the morning, honey. You get your new sneakers that come out. Oh, bitch, for all you girls that did not see, what the fuck is The Orphan? The Orphan is on sale now. It's after 12 o'clock. It's on sale on iTunes. For all you girls that didn't see Orphan, you can go online to iTunes and purchase your Orphan today and watch her, honey. She's definitely a good movie, honey.
Your Orphan was good in the movies, yeah.
The Orphan was definitely good. It came out on iTunes. Honey, Law Abiding Citizen is definitely a good movie. For all you girls that didn't see her, she's in the movie now. You need to go see her.
And you know we definitely have to promote Wednesday, Michael Jackson, in every theater near you.
Yes, Michael Jackson definitely will be out in theaters. For all you girls that didn't go see Good Hair, don't go see it. It's definitely a nap.
It's a mess?
It's a nap.
Oh, no.
I went to go see her the other day. I didn't even talk about her, mind you. You got to catch it. I went to go see her the day before her motherfucking radio show, I think on Tuesday. Girl, I got my nap in before the show, honey. Yes, I got my nap in before the show. She was a mess. She was horrible, Andre.
Yeah, and then they was trying to promote it, Chris Rock and, what's her name? The cunt, Nia Long.
Yeah.
They was promoting it on TV shows, but I was going to go see it, but now I'll wait for it to be on DVD.
Maybe. It's not even a way for it to be on DVD.
Mm-mm.
She's not even a DVD set, honey.
Oh, shit.
She is horrible, honey. Baby, I gagged. I fell asleep watching her. I went with me and Tina the kids. We went.
And child, I fell asleep, honey. I slept on her. Oh, no. They said, Burger King has the 3XL Whopper with mushrooms and Swiss cheese for all the people.
I don't know about no mushrooms now.
Yeah, good here is not. I didn't see it, honey. I wanna see. My girlfriend that does her approval. She hit me up and said Burger King does not use. They do not use the approvals at Burger King.
Mm-hmm.
Honey, but yeah, Good Here was not a good movie at all. It was horrible. Oh my God, it was so horrible, bitch. But I cannot. So do not trigger.
Somebody just hit me up with that. Somebody said, "Yeah, Audrey, you know what's up with that some fat shit that the girls like," and then they just brought it up. The 3XL Whopper with mushroom. That sounds fat and greedy, like bitch.
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't even try that, honey. Bitch, not at all, honey. But don't forget, I'll be at the movie theater Wednesday night at 12:01, honey. Oh, my girlfriend hit me up and gave her, it's over. That burger.
I bet you that was a fat girl that said it, right?
I'm not trying that with no mushrooms. I can't.
It's more like, first of all, I can't even eat a regular burger sometimes, just triple decker. A double decker. Hey, Ricky. A double decker. So imagine a triple decker. That's like too much, bitch.
Oh, bitch. No.
And then mushrooms. Ew.
I'll be at the movies Wednesday night.
Oh, they said the burger's over, though.
Oh, shit. I can't even go. I forgot. I got to wait until Thursday. Oh, my girlfriend that does approval, she hit me up and she's getting delivery. It's good boots. I can't even go to the movies Wednesday night. I forget. We gotta wait until Thursday to go see it.
Wow.
Because we're gonna be on the show at 12:01.
Oh yeah, yep.
Yeah, I usually go see the movies when they come out at 12:01. They usually come out on Thursday at 12:01, and I usually go and see them. But I'm not gonna be able to see Michael Jackson until Thursday. So I guess I'll go see her on Thursday before I go. That's what I'll do. We'll see her Thursday night before the club and then go to the club. Oh, they have the 3XL bacon cheeseburger too at motherfucking Burger King. But I can go for that. Baby. Oh, they wanna know what was Spider giving in person when he was up here. Spider is really nice. Spidey is really nice. And Spidey is really cute. If I wasn't married and Audrey wasn't my father, Audrey would have to battle it out.
Go.
Buddy, how you doing?
Spidey is really nice.
Spidey gets full and he's a kiki, honey. We have so much fun. I hope we have a fun. 313-743. You are the air of the recap show. How you doing?
How y'all doing?
How you doing,
JJ? Nothing, Sally at home. Hey, Daddy, you gonna be 50 Wednesday, honey?
Y'all going up on my age every day.
Bitch, you look good to be 50, and you got a nice body. Ooh, bitch.
I'm 50.
That answer is.
Susan, I owe you. She said she gonna hook me up with a fat girl. I'ma fuck Susan up.
Gay Tay, you gone?
Huh?
Oh, Gay Tay is gone, honey. Gay Tay is finally back home, honey. He is finally back in
Detroit, honey. How you doing, Gay Tay?
He finally made it home.
Yes. Gay Tay been on a tour, honey. Gay Tay been on a worldwide tour, honey.
Okay.
Yes. Honey. Yes.
I definitely gotta give a big shout out to my daughter, Paris Mizrahi, all the way from Detroit. She's doing it big, honey. you know, working on getting her body and her tits and her nose and stuff done. Work, daughter. Can't wait to see you once you get everything done and you recuperated, honey. How you doing? Yes. Yeah, give a big shout out, honey. Yes.
Like the legendary Jennifer would say is,
Yes. I want to give a big, I definitely do want to give a big shout out to everybody that came from whatever state y'all came from whatever region or neck of the woods that y'all came from, whatever holes y'all crawled out of. To definitely come out and definitely support my sister, the overall mother, Jasmine Couture, Ms. Wahi, definitely for supporting her last weekend. You know, she just wanted to send her big shout-outs and her love to all of you girls, honey. And, you know, hopefully the next time she comes out of state and she makes it back to Florida, she don't get sick, honey. So now every time my sister comes from state to state, honey, and comes from the heat and the humidity, honey, to these cold states, my sister gets sick, honey.
Yeah, that weather is a fool. So many people got sick coming back from New York, going back to their states.
Yes, a lot of girls did. I heard a lot of girls is definitely getting sick and getting cold. But mind you, the shade is, you got to catch the shade is, Andre. When y'all was up here, Andre, it was cold as fuck the weekend of Jasmine's ball. Everybody left and went back home to their respective states on Monday and Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. It was so nice up here.
Wow.
It was fucking.
They said
nice.
We're gonna make y'all freeze and then y'all leave and then we're gonna give the people
I was
that gag, stay here
I was really
pleasure.
I was really gagging. Yeah. It was nice as fuck after everybody left and went back home to their state. It was really fucking nice. I was gagging like, bitch. I was saying they did not want the girls to stay here that long, honey.
Okay. Just to get the fuck up out of this camp.
They wanted the girls to go, honey. And then all the girls left and went back home and the girls was gagging us. They said they should have stayed because now they're back home and it's warmer than they states and they should have stayed. But everybody was rushing to get back home. Everybody wanted to get home. Everybody was rushing to get back home. Kelly ate what? Somebody said,
oh, that's
Kelly
right. Welcome back to Mother Toya Ebony. She is back in the building in Chicago. How you doing?
Yes. How you doing, bitch? Yes.
Welcome home, mama.
My sister is definitely home. I meant to say that last week, Wednesday, but it was just so much that was going on. My sister is definitely back home. Definitely a big shout out to my sister, Toya Ebony, honey. What, sister? Let my people go.
One of the real ones in Chicago. One of the real ones.
Yes, honey. My sister is definitely back out. Oh, bitch. Andre, they sent me a picture. Did they send you the link to the picture?
No.
Oh. She got some win. Hold on, my girlfriend hit me up. She got some win. After the ball? Hold on. My girlfriend has been hitting me up with approvals and tea. When she got some after the ball? Honey, hold on. Let me see. No, she didn't. She didn't. If you catch, I'm not gonna pick the person name out there. I'm not gonna pick the person name. My girlfriend that's talking about the approval is talking about. But if you catch the DVD, if you catch on the DVD at Jasmine's ball, and her dress was sliding down, and she had duct tape that was pushing them up. That's why they looked like that. The dress was sliding down in the back, and you seen the gray duct tape from the back. She ain't got no bags yet. It was just duct tape.
They just sent me a picture of that burger. That burger is so goddamn big, honey.
Oh.
That new burger from Burger King. That bitch is big as hell. I couldn't even eat all that.
Did you see that burger?
Oh, my God.
I would have a...
That's a fat food, bitch. That's a fat bitch food, honey.
That burger is
ugh. Yeah.
Oh. Bitch, that burger is big as fuck, honey. Send me that link to that burger again so I can put it in the chat room so the girls can see what we're talking about. Send me that link again because I closed the thing after you sent it to me. Send it so I can put it in the chat room for the girls to see what this burger look like, honey. My girlfriend has sent me the link. Send me that link again, honey, so these girls in the chat room can see this burger. Baby. Oh, well, they put it in the... Don't say you ain't got to send it to me. They put the link in the chat room already. Baby, ain't that brother big, dude? That looked like a legendary famous Jackson Holberger in New York City, bitch. If you in New York City, honey, and you want a big burger, bitch, you definitely gotta go to Jackson Hole's, honey. It's on what street is that? It's on like on 83rd and Columbus Avenue, right across the street. From the legendary school, Martin Luther King Jr. High School. And baby, Miss Jackson Holberger is everything, bitch. It's like a pound of ground beef, bitch. And it's so big, bitch, in the burger. You can't even eat the whole motherfucking burger. That's how big it is. It's deadly. Honey. It's a deadly burger. Is Spider still down there?
No, Spider had to go home. He had to go to court for fighting somebody a while ago. He had to go to court Wednesday morning. Tuesday morning. So he'll be back Wednesday.
Oh, he'll be back Wednesday?
Why you just said Spider? He's calling my cell phone right now.
Yeah, Spider's going to live for a long time. I just called him and now he's calling the cell phone.
Hello?
Yes. Yes, which one? Don't worry about it. Yes. Yeah. Ain't no messing no skins with the seeds. I guess I got a box of bitch every week today. So make she horn. Baby. Congratulations to Trishay Khan for her new bag. Work. I know that's right. The girls are getting work and getting served. Bitch, congratulations to me. I got my new nose job. Oh, work. Keisha Miss Rahi from Chicago. Got her work.
Oh, yeah, she got some new it.
Yes. I go in Monday morning to get my work done. Congratulations to me. Pat Mackey. Oh, they said Pat Mackey has discounts. Pat Mackey is doing discounts right now. What's the discount?
I go on November 26th for my work.
He got discounts for blood. Do Pat Mackey take approval? Oh, they said 29, 25. Pat Mackey is doing it. Oh, shit. Congratulations to Jahira. She just got a fill-in today. Work, Jahira. Everybody's getting work done. Oh, shit, bitch. Girl, y'all gonna stop, bitch. My girl's gonna stop. The girl is a fucking key, bitch. I am dead. Ooh, bitch, when I said, girl, don't stop no shit, bitch. Don't stop no shit. Baby, I'm not getting no buzz done, Miss Day. I like to tear it too much, Miss Day, to be trying to get work done, to be all kind of shit, bitch.
Toya says she's still sitting like she never left, so when she's ready to walk, the girls better come. Correct, honey.
Oh, yes. Toya, when are you coming to New York, Toya? That's my sister. I love Miss Toya down, Miss Thing. You know, I love Miss Toya down. Oh, baby. Baby, Pat Mackey is offering a discount, honey. He chopped off $1,000 for the girls. The girls need to go see Pat Mackey. He is now 29, 25, honey. Baby. The girls is getting the girls are getting worse than Andre. Andre?
You said they're doing what?
The girls are getting work done. So many ladies hitting me up for so many different queens that's getting they tits and stuff. They hit me up and they said they like Deja's new work, how she had her surge fixed. They loving it, honey. This is the season, but you know what? That's what we got to talk about. I think that's what we got to talk about on Wednesday. Oh, I don't know who that doctor is. If Deja's out there listening, Deja, we're going to have a topic on Fem Queens and getting silicone and all types of things too early on Wednesday. We're going to have that topic on Wednesday and the girls getting their bags and stuff done before time. We're going to have that topic on Wednesday. And I want Deja to definitely come on and be a part of the show on Wednesday to do that topic with us and talk her along with Nicole and all the girls that have got work done when they was young and things. We definitely have to have that topic on definitely on Wednesday. Because it's a lot of queens that's definitely running around here. And they're so young, and they're getting their face and getting their body pumped and getting this stuff pumped and done. And they're getting it done before time. And then a lot of the girls is not mowing and just going to get pumped and things. And then the work is looking fierce and everything. So we definitely got to do that topic, honey, because, baby, it's fierce. I'd be gagging at the girls, just saying. Girls that just got a little boy chest and thing is going to get pumped and all that type of stuff. So we definitely have to have that topic. Fem queens with wrong body, Miss Thing. That's what we're gonna call the topic, honey, for Wednesday, honey. And we're gonna get some of the fem queens, Nicole and Miss Deja, Miss Yolanda, because you know the girls pictures nowadays and Photoshop and the technology of computers make the girls look fabulous and they pictures up on their arrows and their Craigslist and their back pages, honey. But then when you see these girls,
they look hiya.
Yes, when you see these girls with their clothes off, their body is chopped up and it's called wrong body. So we're definitely going to have this topic on Wednesday, honey, and it was going to be called wrong body. Honey, because, baby, I be gagging, honey. It's fierce.
Wrong body.
It's fierce. So we're definitely going to have that topic, and I want to get some of the girls up here to just definitely talk to the girls. Because the girls, it's a cycle of things that you have to go through becoming a femme queen. It's not just about getting, because somebody got silicone in their basement and they tell you they're going to pump you. You get the 250 and they're going to pump you. No, you have to moan and keep this stuff soft. And so we're going to definitely talk about that on Wednesday, honey. The price of being a woman, honey. Because a lot of these girls don't know. They sacrifice a lot of things to become a woman, and it's just crazy, honey. Yes, I put that link in the chat room, bitch. Oh, my girlfriend, I'm not going to put her name out here, Miss Thing, because I don't want anybody to know her business, Miss Thing. Oh, my girlfriend that was sending me up from D.C. that does the approvals and things, she also sells moans. So you can definitely hit me up, online, honey, and I'll forward you her screen name, honey, so you can get your moans if you need moans, because she definitely sells moans. Oh, she said she definitely got a moan for you hard bitches. Baby, oh my God, these girls get fucking nerves, Miss Thing, honey. Some queen in the chat room will talk about, I have nerve to be talking about motherfucking hormones, bitch. They have fucking nerve, okay? I am con. Tisha. How dare you? Oh, shit. Somebody hit me up, my girlfriend and me and her was talking about the approvals and things. I'm not going to put her name out there. Somebody hit me up and said, you ain't got no moans, bitch. Honey. Baby. What are you doing over there, Andre?
Typing.
Street pharmacist.
Street what?
A street pharmacist, honey. Fitch. Okay, honey. Okay. Baby. Yes, my sister real. My sister definitely real. My sister definitely will. They're real, honey. Oh. Good. They definitely. Okay. Well, it's definitely that time when we definitely got to wrap it up. We'll definitely be back here tomorrow night on What the Fuck Tuesday, if God is willing. I'm the legendary overall East Coast mother of the Hashim Mizrahi. I love you all for loving me. And whatever you do, whatever clubs you go to, or whatever parks you pick somebody up from tonight, make sure you do practice safe sex. I love you all for loving me. See you tomorrow night. Bye-bye. Take it away, Andre.
Yep. Thank you for definitely calling in on the recap show on Monday. Tomorrow is Candy Slash Tuesdays. Everybody make sure they be safe. Like Kelly said, use condoms and do everything that you need to do that's safe. Stop fighting. We are all in this game as one. Hold the gay community. Love everybody for loving themselves. Bye-bye and see y'all tomorrow. Take it easy.
Take the gun and count to three. We're sweating now, moving slow. No time to think, my turn to go. Thank you.
the gun and count to three. I'm sweating now, moving slow. No time to think, my turn to go. Good.